Chapter 9. Beowulf saw a stone arch at the entrance to the barrow. A stream of hot water flowed out of the entrance. It would be difficult for him to fight the dragon inside there. He went towards the entrance and shouted a challenge to the beast. His voice echoed loudly in the barrow. The dragon heard the human voice and was enraged. He emerged from the barrow, breathing fire as he came. He was ready for battle. Beowulf stood ready for the beast with his sword and shield. The dragon turned around him, but the warrior hero did not flinch. Soon the dragon's flames covered the place where he stood. His shield did not protect him from the heat and smoke. He raised his sword and gave a mighty blow at the furious beast, but his sword did not stop the dragon. The dragon continued to send out flames. Beowulf's sword had failed him, and he had to step backwards. It was not easy for him to retreat from an enemy. It was Beowulf's destiny that day to leave this life. Now the dragon attacked again. Beowulf was in danger, and there was no help from his friends. All of them wanted to run away to save their lives. Only Wiglaf remained with the king. He called to his companions to stay and fight the dragon with him.
"We all promised to be loyal to our king, and he presented us with valuable gifts and weapons. Now he needs our help. Let's go to him and bring him safe out of the dragon's flame and fire."
It was no use. Wiglaf's companions fled in fear. He drew his sword and moved forwards to Beowulf's side. He was a young man, and this was his first battle. He encouraged Beowulf with his words to him.
"Go on, my lord. Do everything you promised that you would. Your courage has made you a famous man. Defend yourself, and I will stand beside you."
The dragon came forward once again, and Wiglaf's shield did not protect him from the heat. Beowulf covered him with his own shield. Then the warrior hero gathered his strength together and delivered a great blow with his sword. This time, the sword broke over the dragon's head. The dragon was eager for blood now. He breathed fire over Beowulf and ran in quickly. Then he bit deeply into the warrior's neck. Blood flowed from the wound. Beowulf was dying. Wiglaf saw that the king's life was in danger. He stepped forward and plunged his sword into the beast's belly. Now the dragon bled, and his flames grew weaker. Beowulf made a final effort. He drew out a knife from his belt. He stabbed the dragon in the side, killing his enemy. Wiglaf and Beowulf had destroyed the dragon. Beowulf's wound began to hurt, and he realized that the dragon had poisoned him. He felt sick and weak, and he went to sit down. Wiglaf washed his wounds and did everything he could to make Beowulf comfortable. Beowulf knew that he was dying, and he spoke to Wiglaf.
"I have ruled for 50 years. No enemy could frighten me. I always did the best I could, and was kind to my people. This knowledge comforts me now that I am dying. I have done nothing to make God angry with me."
Then Beowulf gave Wiglaf his orders.
"Go and take out the treasure from the barrow. I want to see it before I die."
Wiglaf hurried to obey the king. He went into the barrow, and there he saw the dragon's magnificent treasure. He picked up the treasure quickly and rushed back to Beowulf. He hoped that he would find the king alive when he returned to him. Beowulf opened his eyes and looked at the treasure. Then he spoke.
"I thank God that I have seen this treasure. Now I can leave it to my people when I die. You, Wiglaf, must look after them when I am gone. order my soldiers to build a barrow on the cliffs near the coast. I want it high up on the cliffs, so that sailors will see it as they cross the sea. They will call it Beowulf's Barrow.
Then the king took off the golden collar that he wore. He gave it to the young man with these words,
"You are the last of us."